All right. Are you ready for the word? Are you ready for the word? Amen. If you're able to, please stand up on your feet. Awesome woman of God has a Mother's Day gift for you. Know that you, even in the midst of your own trials and tribulations, you still can serve the Lord. In the midst of her trials and tribulations, she still can serve the Lord. Amen. Amen. Stretch your hand out. Say, past our niece.
Past our niece.
Big sister G.A. Preach the word. Preach the word. Preach the word. Amen, amen, amen.
I want to ask one question. Are you breathing today?
Yes.
And the word of God says that every breath, praise the Lord. Praise ye the Lord. Stepmom, guardianship, Amy, that's not my auntie, said young Amy. We celebrate you on this day and every day.
Amen.
And I thank God. You may be seated. And I thank God for my mother. She went home to be with the Lord on New Year's Day.
Amen.
New Year's Eve Day.
Amen.
She said, I'm not going in the new year like this. Said, I'm ready to leave.
Amen.
She prepared herself,
yes,
to go.
Yes, Lord.
Amen. She left a legacy with us.
Amen.
What an awesome mother we have. You know, we as a children, we don't want to let them go.
Yeah.
Hey, Denise, what you doing? But I thank God for her. She's a treasure, and I'll forever cherish. I carry her in my heart, in my spirit, in my dreams. Every day. I'll never forget it. What upset me, was in the tax place, getting out on the last day. I never done that before. And I was getting my taxes prepared. And this guy come in there with his mother. He cussed her out. Told her to get out. I don't want you here. This and that. And I was like, how dare you? You don't have one mother. One mother. And you appreciate, show her love.
Amen.
And I appreciate my mother. Because you know one thing she always instilled in me was the word of God. She said, you want to preach the word.
Amen.
Everything I tried to do, I went to college for. Never succeeded. I had scholarships paid for. My school was paid for 4 years. I tried to be back then was stewardess, a nurse. I went to dental school. I went here and there, everything. But look where I'm at now. I said, Mama, you did this to me. But I thank God and I appreciate her so very, very much.
Amen.
If you have your Bibles, open up to your book to 2 Chronicles chapter 20. And we begin at verse 1. If you have it, say amen.
Amen.
All right, we're going to stand up as we do. Chapter 20. Everybody stand up if you're able. It came to pass after this also that the children of Moab, and the children of Ammon, and with them others besides the Ammonites, came against Jehoshaphat to battle. Then there came some that told Jehoshaphat, saying, "There cometh a great multitude against thee from beyond the sea on this side of Syria. And behold, they be in Hazanon Tamar, which is in Engedi." And Jehoshaphat feared and set himself to seek the Lord and proclaim the fast throughout all Judah. And Judah gathered themselves together to ask help of the Lord. Even out of the cities of Judah they came to seek the Lord. And Jehoshaphat stood in the congregation of Judah and Jerusalem in the house of the Lord before the new court and said, "O Lord, our God of our fathers, are not thou God in heaven, and rulest not thou over all the kingdoms of the heathen? And in thy hand is there not power and might, said that none is able to withstand thee? Are not thou our God, who didst drive out the inhabitants of this land before that people Israel, and gave it to the seed of Abraham, thy friend forever? And they dwelt therein, and have built thee a sanctuary therein for thy name, saying, If, when evil cometh upon us, as the sword, judgment, or pestilence, or famine, we stand before this house, and in thy presence, for thy name is in this house, and cry unto thee in our affliction. And now, behold, the children of Ammon and Moab and Mount Seir, whom thou wouldst not let Israel invade when they came out of the land of Egypt, but they turned from them and destroyed them not. Behold, I say, how they reward us to come to cast us out of thy possession, which thou hast given us to inherit. O our God, wilt thou not judge them? For we have no might against this great company that cometh against thee, neither know what we to do, but our eyes are upon thee. I'm going to skip down to 15. And he said, "How can ye, all you Judah, and you inhabitants of Jerusalem, and thou, King Jehoshaphat, thus saith the Lord unto thee, be not afraid nor dismayed by the reason of this great multitude, for the battle is not yours, but God."
Come on now.
The battle is not yours, but God. The title of the message, you tell your neighbor to your right or left, it's not your battle to fight.
It's not your battle to fight.
Tell the other neighbor, it's not your battle to fight.
It's not your battle to fight.
You may be seated. We're going to talk about this man of God, King Jehoshaphat. He was 35 years old when he began to reign as king.
Amen.
He reigned 25 years on that throne. He was the fourth king of Judah. He was a righteous man. He feared, he revered God. He had much respect for God. He loved God. He was a noble person. He was a teacher of the word. He built cities. He taught judges. He put judges in place. He got everybody together. He was a person of integrity. He was a man of God who encouraged the people to serve the Lord wholeheartedly, to fear him, to worship him, to love on the Lord. You know, so all these people gonna come against him because he's doing right. You know how we are sometimes? You know, we don't have to do no wrong, but people coming against you want to battle you, going, telling everybody else, come on with me. We're going to attack this person. Battle means to go against, to fight, to struggle, to combat. An encounter between opposing forces. The fight is to take part in a violent struggle involving the exchange of physical blows or use of weapons, brawl, or melee. We've seen a lot of those videos. They be recording everything. They fighting and attacking people just like they did, I think, a couple weeks ago down at, Greek Time Casino. Three cousins, they celebrate their birthday, and these group of men decides to attack them for no reason. They took part of this, and that's what they were trying to do. They were getting everybody to come against King Jehoshaphat. And at first, King Jehoshaphat, he feared. You know, just like when we get bad news, fear come upon us. We become scared. Or I just use myself, for example, when they told me I had cancer and I was going to die, and I'm sitting up there looking at them like they crazy. They was more fearful than me. It was happening to me. They running out the room. They going back, you know, getting 20 doctors and coming back to me, you know. And then they end up calling me a champion. I said, no, because my faith and trust is in my Lord and Savior. But he had fear. But the one thing I noticed about him, he gathered himself real quick. He turned to the Lord. He said he feared first, but he gathered himself. He set himself up to seek and go after God. He said, Lord, I don't know what I'm doing. This company of people who are coming against me, they're too strong for me to handle. I don't understand why they're doing that. You know, that's how we want to do. Girl.
Tell the truth.
Let me tell you what so-and-so did to me. Wait a minute, hold on. Let me grab this one. Bruh. Man, they are dogging me out.
Come on now.
Come on, bring your weapons, your guns, your knives. Bring everybody up here. Because they finna do some damage against me. And I'm not going down like a punk.
Come on now.
I'm finna get on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, everything that's out there in the world to get on. They finna tell everybody.
Come on now.
They getting on the phone talking. You know, they attacking me, we gonna get them back. You know, they don't go to God. We don't go to God first.
Come on now.
Amen. We don't call each other up for prayer.
Tell it.
That they Jehoshaphat said, I need help, God. Yeah. I can't do this. Amen. He let that pride go. He got rid of that. He turned to God.
Yes.
See, that's why I come into a place where I have to turn to God. I don't go out telling everybody my business. I don't want to cause harm and hurt upon no one else. Because of what I'm going through. He said he asked help of the Lord. And then what I really like about it, this thing about corporate. He got Judah, Jerusalem together. We going to seek the Lord. We coming together.
Amen.
He didn't go get the naysayers and get everybody else to hate on you.
Yeah.
They came together corporately on one unit to seek the Lord. See what does he want. See how he wants to handle it. See what direction he wants us to go in.
Amen.
You know, we try to handle our own self. But it never works out.
Amen.
See, we when we turn to the flesh or each other, you know, we destroy or we delay our own blessing.
Amen.
We delay the miracles of God.
Come on now.
See, when I was going through that cancer, I went to God. That's why I didn't tell nobody for 5 months. Nobody didn't know. Not my family, my close friends, Pastor Gardner, Sister Sherry. No one knew for 5 months. And until it became evident that something was wrong with me. But yet, I still didn't say anything. I placed myself in the hands of God. Amen. See, that's when we're going through. That's what we have to do. When we have our trials, our tribulations, people come against you. They're attacking you from all ends.
Oh, yeah.
You know, your job situation, your home life is messed up. Your husband or your wife, your children are wayward.
Yes.
Go to God.
Yes.
Seek his will. Let him have his way in our life. And that's what he did. He came together. They came together. And they sought the Lord. And then they proclaimed our faith. We're going to do this right. We're going to strip ourselves from ourselves.
All right.
We had to get, they had to get quiet before the Lord. See, you got to be quiet. You got to hear. When you want to hear from God, you got to be quiet.
Amen.
You can't have no distractions.
Amen.
Turn off the TV. Get off the phone. Turn the radio off.
Amen.
You know, and people always whining and bellyaching, talking about, I don't hear from God and this and that. And I went to the pastor prophesied, and he prayed over me, and still they ain't work.
Tell it.
Because you got your faith and trust in me.
Trust.
Yeah. He said, he went to church. He said, this is your house.
Uh-huh.
Your, where your presence dwells, where you receive glory and honor and our worship.
Yeah.
They bow down themselves before the Lord. They was prostrate before the Lord. You know, they had that one-on-one. They was all on one accord, one-on-one with God.
Amen.
They worship him.
Amen.
See, when we go into prayer, we got to worship him first.
Amen.
Amen.
Don't go up there giving him a long list like you do Santa Claus. I want, I want, I want, I want, I want, I want.
Amen. Amen.
He's not a magical God. They got on one accord. Just like the upper room in the book of Acts. One accord. That's when God moves. He begins to shift things in your direction. He directs you if you have that spiritual ear to listen. But worship him first. See, worship and praise is totally different.
Come on,
we worship. I worship the Lord. No, you didn't. It'll be very evident. Worship is worshiping God is worshiping for who he is.
Right. Yes.
And then in the book of John, it says that we got to worship him in spirit and in truth.
Amen.
You can't go up there raising your hands up with dirty hands.
Amen.
You have to clean yourself out.
Repent.
Yeah. Repent. Yeah. Repent. Yeah. I'm never too big to ask God for repentance.
Amen.
Ask him for forgiveness. I want to clean myself out before I become before the Lord.
Amen.
If you don't do that, it's a what, sound and tinkling cymbal and sound and brass. It's not even going. He blocks. Just like he blocked people on Facebook. I know I just did that. Consider yourself blocked. One thing y'all don't do, I don't argue about the word of God.
Amen.
It is what it is.
Amen.
So that's why I say consider yourself blocked. Unfriended. Unfollowed. I totally annihilated you. Well, I pray for you. But you are blocked. So you're not going to try to destroy me. But they went into the house of God. And they got themselves together. and they worship God. They say they're trying to cast out us from the inheritance you gave us through Abraham, your friend.
Yes.
This is our inheritance forever.
Amen.
This is where you dwell at. We bowing ourselves down to you, God. We lifting up your holy name.
Yes, yes.
We praising you. We glorifying you. We magnifying your name. See, that's how we got to come at God. And he'll listen real quick. Just like kids that, when you want, I'm thinking to myself, when you want something from your parents, when you're a kid, Daddy, can I? What do you want? See, that's how God does it. We loving on him.
Come on, preacher.
See, because he created each and every last one of us to bless his holy name.
Amen. Amen.
To give him pleasure. So once we do that, he in turn, he can't do nothing but send down blessings. That when praises go up, blessings come down. We're going to have trouble with us. We're going to have trials. We're going to have tribulations. Everything going to come against us. All these battles. But see, we got to learn to go to God first.
Amen. Amen.
Magnify the Lord and his greatness. That was said in the word. If you read, I didn't read the whole thing. The scripture said the beauty of his holiness. God is still holy. We are supposed to be holy just like him.
Amen.
We're supposed to honor him. We're supposed to be like the angels and the 24 elders. We're supposed to replicate what they're doing up in heaven.
Amen.
They bow down. They worship. I mean, I ain't talking about just in church. I'm talking about your life outside these four walls.
Amen.
Where we don't see each other.
Amen.
We don't know what they're doing. Don't forget, God's eyes are going running to and fro throughout the land. He knows everything that we are doing. He knows our thought life.
Yes. Amen.
He knows what's in our heart.
Yes.
He knows we mean it or not. That's why he said, worship me in truth and in spirit.
Yes.
See, only God deals with our spirit.
Yes. 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 Amen.
You want to turn the hand of God? Worship him.
Amen.
I don't care, worship him in your home, on your job,
yes,
driving down the street.
Yes.
Give him glory and honor and praise and lift up his holy name.
Yes.
Magnify him. I know we had, so Lord bless me with something. I got out the car, I did the brother out. I ran around the car. Outside on the parking lot, this mall, Parker Street Mall, matter of fact. And then come took up my leg. She gonna run around right away. I'm never ashamed to praise the Lord. Got to be grateful. That what praise is. You thanking him for what he has done. See, we can't give in to fear. We can't give in to our despair. Right? We can't give in to our trials and tribulations. We can't do that.
Man.
See, like this morning, we created an atmosphere,
yes,
for the Lord,
yes,
to
Lord.
Move.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord.
I don't care if you're at your desk or on your job. Create an atmosphere.
Man.
So God can enter in.
Yes.
We have to be obedient. We have to wait on the Lord. That's what nobody want to do. Wait. And see, what they did, they waited. They worshiped, they praised, they sought God. And then they waited for the answer.
Amen.
Yeah.
Sometimes the answer may not come in that day. But that's why you got to have a listening ear. At all times. You'll never know when God is speaking to you. You'll never know. You may be sitting on that bus and you can hear a conversation between two other people you don't even know. And you'll hear something that you have prayed about and you found your answer. You heard your answer. But we want to get, like I said, that long list. And then we get up. Don't thank God about anything. And we get up and say, okay, I prayed today. Didn't read not one word. He said, if when evil coming upon us as the sword, and it will come, judgment will come, pestilence, famine will come, we stand before this house, we come into Liberty Temple.
Come on now. Come on now.
In your presence. For his name is in this house.
Amen.
He dwells in each and every last one of us. This is the temple of God right here.
Amen.
And we cry unto thee in our affliction. When we are afflicted, cry, go to God. Then thou will hear and help. And I love this verse 15. He spoke right through the prophet. Jahaziel. Woo, they got some name for it. Verse 14, then upon Jahaziel, the son of Zechariah, the son of Benaniah, the son of Jael, the son of Mattaniah, a Levite of the sons of Asaph, came the Spirit of the Lord in the midst of the congregation. And he said, hearken ye, that means listen, put your antennas up. Thus saith the Lord. All ye Judah, all you Liberty Temple people.
Come on now. Come on now.
You inhabitants of Detroit, Michigan. The Pastor Anis. Pastor Gardner. Thus saith the Lord unto thee, be not afraid, nor dismayed by reason of this great multitude. Don't be afraid what's coming against you. Or who coming against you?
Man.
Who talking against you? Man. Who doing you wrong?
On,
don't be afraid.
On,
all right. Yeah.
Don't fear. Fear thou not.
Thank you.
For the battle
on,
is not yours.
On,
but God. Yeah. See, people don't realize when they come against the child of God, they coming against God.
Yes.
And God gonna handle it.
Yes.
All we got to do is back out the way. Cry out through tears and go on. Let him handle it. Because every time we'll mess it up. Every time. Get out the way. He said, tomorrow, go down against them. Jehoshaphat probably said, what? Don't you see all these people? Go down. Behold, they come up by the cliff of Ziz, and you shall find them at the end of the brook before the wilderness of Jay. Okay. Verse 17. Ye shall not need to fight in this battle. Ye shall not need to fight in this battle. Set yourselves up. That means prepare yourself. Stand you still. Now let me be quiet for the Lord. Stand you still. And see the salvation of the Lord with
come on
you.
Now.
Yeah. Yes.
He's getting ready to deliver.
Yes,
his help is on the way.
Yes.
You know, what we do, we are panicking. We go, we biting our nails. We pulling our hair out. And, whoa, it's me. And our face look like we sucking on lemons all day long. And, you know, and want everybody's attention like, oh, I got this problem, this and that. You know, this and that. No, stand you still. And see his hand, his miracle that he's getting ready to perform. Now here you go again. Fear not.
Yeah.
Nor be dismayed. Don't be discouraged.
Uh-huh.
Don't be upset.
Uh-huh.
Don't let it bother you.
Uh-huh.
See, that's what I like about Jehoshaphat. He put his faith and trust in God.
Man.
That's why he went before the Lord. He trusted him. I always tell God, I said, I trust you. With every part of my being, I trust you. I put my faith in you. nor be dismayed. Tomorrow go out against them, for the Lord will be with you. And Jehoshaphat bowed his head with his face to the ground. And all Judah and inhabitants of Jerusalem fell before the Lord, worshiping the Lord.
All right now, man.
Upon hearing what the Lord had to say, they began to worship. Just think, they didn't listen to God. They didn't listen to the prophet. Well, what a mess they would have been in.
Yeah.
They would all have been sliced. They didn't have guns like they did. They had them swords. They'd have been all dead.
Yeah.
Going to the devil's hell. And his angels.
All right.
And they worshiped on one accord. They worshiped the Lord. And they stood up. Then they began to praise the Lord.
Yeah.
With a loud voice on high. I mean, they were not ashamed.
Man.
They was grateful that the Lord stood by their side.
Uh-huh.
And they rose up early in the morning and went forth in the wilderness. And as they went forth, Jehoshaphat stood and said, "Hear me, O Judah and you inhabitants of Jerusalem. Believe in the Lord your God. So shall you be established.
Right,
so shall you be grounded.
Yeah.
Believe his prophets.
Yeah.
So shall ye prosper."
Yeah.
I don't know why. Well, no, I've been even getting that. I mean, well, a lot of pastors or preachers or ministers use this as an offering envelope.
Amen.
Amen. That's not for this purpose. Believe in the Lord.
Yeah.
And he ain't saying believing in the Lord. I am believing. He said believe. Trust. And that's it. Point blank and the period.
All right.
Believe. And that's it.
Because
it's already done. When you believe.
Amen.
If you want to keep on saying I am believing, hey. Well, you're going to continue to believe.
Right.
Come on now.
It's like, believe my situation. I say, I believe you, Lord. I trust you.
Yes.
And that's it. And leave it alone.
Right.
Don't wonder how he going to do it.
Amen.
Believe him. Amen. Stand ye still.
Yes.
And so shall you prosper. And then when he had consulted with the people, when he had this conversation with the people, he appointed singers. They begin to sing. The Lord loves music and singers and praise. He loves all that. And they shall praise the beauty of his holiness. And as they went out before the army and said, "Praise the Lord." They were like, "Praise the Lord." They were singing, "Praise the Lord, for his mercy endure forever." That ETH endure. Now that's a continual thing.
All
right. It's a never anything.
Amen.
With his mercy.
Amen.
That's why I thank God every day for his mercy and his grace.
Yes.
And his love. I thank him for who he is in my life. I am so glad. I say, "Lord, you are my Lord of Lords. You are my King of Kings. You are my God. You are my Savior. You are my healer. You are my deliverer. I praise you. I worship you. I bow down myself before you." If he don't do nothing else,
amen.
Praise ye the Lord.
Yeah.
Get a song in your heart when you're going through. Begin to sing psalms. Now, I know there's a scripture, I forgot where it's at. But there's a scripture that says that. Get a song. Something that's encouraging me. Don't be singing, "Trouble be my way." I'm so like it.
No.
I'm silly sometimes. See, we have to create the atmosphere for God to enter in. And when they began to sing and to praise the Lord, God, Jesus, and the Holy Ghost,
come on now. Come on now.
Set ambushments against the children of Ammon, Moab and Mount Seir, which will come up against Judah, for they were all smitten. That means they was all killed. You know how they get killed? They thought they saw a ghost. Oh, you coming against me? Wait a minute. They killed each other. I don't know what God did, and really I don't care what they saw. They turned on each other. See, that's what God will do for us. He'll take care of your enemies. He will fight for you. And when they had made it in, and it happens, Ammon and Moab, they killed each other. Then they looked to Mount Seir. You next. You next. So they begin to kill. I wonder who killed the last one. That's my thought. That just me not. Okay. They stood up against the inhabitants of Mount Seir, uttering to slay and destroy them. And when they had made an end of the inhabitants of Mount Seir, everyone helped to destroy one another. And then when Jehoshaphat and Judah and Jerusalem, they came and looked. I was like, wow. They played possum now. Wait a minute. They did. They was like, wait a minute. They looking over. You know how you know you're not sure or anything? And they came and they saw that it was all dead. And they began to take everything back. Yeah. All that jewelry.
Yeah.
All that gold, the silver, all just everything they had upon them. You know, they was rich people back. I mean, that was real gold back then. Amen. Ain't like today. But they was like, give me this stuff. Trying to come against me. Let me stop. And behold, they were dead bodies falling to the earth and none escaped. And so when Jehoshaphat and his people came to take away the spoil of them, they found among them in abundance both riches with the dead bodies and precious jewels. And when they had stripped off of them more than they could carry away, they were 3 days gathering of the spoil. It was so much. You see how much God will bless you if you be obedient and you listen to the word of God. Don't give in to your fear. Then again, I ain't going to read the whole chapter, and then they began to praise the Lord. See, that's what I like about Jehoshaphat, Judah, and Jerusalem. They worship and praise God. Before they in their trouble? During their trouble?
Uh-huh.
Now after. They were singing. He put them singers out there. They blessed them on the drums and the harps and every musical instrument, and they lifted up their voice, they were marching back in the land. They were praising the Lord.
Man.
They were thankful. They were grateful. I ain't gonna say hate. Just like a person when you give them something or buy them something and they still ungrateful, they don't even say thank you.
Yeah.
We be feeling those things, give me that stuff back. God favored them because of their obedience.
Amen.
He favored them. He encouraged them. He shows himself strong. He shows himself mighty. Whatever we ever going through, breakthrough is on the way.
Amen.
As we honor him,
Amen.
We lift him up,
yes.
Keep him first in our lives,
yes.
Continue to love on him. I know my dad used to tell all of us, we used to be like the Huskable family, gathering, we always had them forum meetings. He said, I'll tell you what, I love mama, I love each and every last one of y'all, but I don't love y'all, I love God more.
Amen. Thank Jesus.
He said, I'm gonna teach you about him, but I still love him. I still love you, but not much more than God. So you want to follow me?
Amen.
You can follow. I'm not going to lead you wrong. And see, that's how the Father is. He never leads us wrong.
Right.
We just got to continue to see you in God. We had to get back to fasting. Strip ourselves from ourselves.
Amen.
We have to pray. We have to position ourselves. We have to seek the Lord. The breakthrough is not in the seeking, but in the one we seek. He's a good Father. He loves each and every last one of us. It disturbed me. I had a conversation with a young lady. She used to come to church. And she felt that God don't love her because of all the sins she had committed. I said, well, ain't no perfect person now. I said, God loves you. He don't like what we do.
Amen.
All you got to do is repent. If you sincere and repentant, there's a change coming. Turn your life back around unto him. He'll accept you. All we got to do is quit playing with God.
Amen.
Think this is a joke.
Amen.
This is very much real.
Amen.
We got everything laid out there before us. It's for us to get. It's for our gathering. All we got to do is please the Lord with our lifestyle.
Amen.
Set yourself up. Stand you still. And see. The salvation of the Lord. The battle is not yours to fight. It is the Lord. That's why I love that song by Yolanda Adams. The battle is the Lord. There is no pain Jesus can't feel. There is no hurt that he can't heal. For all things work, yes they do, according to the master's purpose. And his holy will. No matter what you're going through, remember that God only wants a chance to use you. For the battle is not yours, it's the Lord. There's no sadness that Jesus can't feel. There's no sorrow that the master is not able and willing to heal. Remember, all things work. They're not going to all be good. They're going to work according to God's purpose and his holy will. No matter what, God sees all and he knows all. And he wants to do is use you. For the battle is not yours, it's the Lord. And that's why I love this song. And then I wrote something else. I saw something else. And I was like, okay, this is King Jehoshaphat. This could be us. It said, we can learn. I remember I just wrote it down. What can we learn about life from a potato, egg, and coffee bean? This father was trying to teach this young girl. She was having a hard time in school. She said she couldn't learn. You know, she was being bullied and everybody was messing with her. And she didn't understand the problems. You know, understand the issue and her trial she was going through. But the father took out 3 pots and filled them with water. One in the pot, he placed in the potatoes. And another pot, he put in the eggs. And another pot, he put in the coffee beans. After 20 minutes, he took the potatoes out of the pot and placed them on the plate. He did the same with the eggs and then poured the coffee into a mug. He asked her, so what do you see? She answered, potato, egg, and coffee. He said, look again. Look closer. The potato, eggs, and coffee beans each face the same adversity. Boiling water. However, each of them reacted differently. The potato went in strong, hard, and unrelenting. But in the boiling water, it became soft and weak. The egg was fragile with a thin outer shell protecting its liquid interior until it was placed in the water, and then it became hard. However, the coffee beans were unique. After they were exposed to the boiling water, they changed and created something new. Which are you when adversity knocks on your door? How do you respond? Are you a potato, an egg, or coffee bean? In life, things happen around us. In life, things happen to us. But what truly matters is what happens within us.
Amen.
Which one are you? Everyone, stand up. Continue to praise and honor God today.
Yeah.
We're all going to come on one accord. We're going to sing that song, How Great Is Our God.
Yes.
And we're going to worship and praise Him.
Yes.
And everyone, come on down. Everyone, come on down to the front.